From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Pakistani officials say a suicide bomb blast at a crowded park in Lahore Sunday killed more than 60 people and wounded at least 300. Witnesses say a large number of Christian families celebrating Easter were present in the Gulshan Iqbal Park when the explosion occurred. It was not clear if the bomber specifically targeted Christians. No one has yet claimed responsibility. Brussels police carried out 13 raids in and around the capital, detaining 9 people for questioning in connection with terrorism. A prosecutor says 5 were later released. Meanwhile, activists arrived at a memorial near the Stock Exchange in Brussels, being held in honor of those killed in last week's terrorist attacks. They shouted anti-immigration slogans and performed Nazi salutes. A few bottles and punches were thrown. The group calling itself Casuals Against Terrorism argued with others gathered for the memorial. Media reports say Syrian government forces backed by Russian airstrikes have retaken the ancient city of Palmyra from the Islamic State group. The Syrian armed forces said Sunday the takeover of Palmyra represents a fatal blow to the militants. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the remaining Islamic State fighters retreated to the east toward Deir ez-Zor. A spokesman for Ghanaian police say the force will provide protection for all presidential candidates and their running mates in the run-up to the November general election. There have been recent media reports that comments by politicians could spark violence during the campaign. Meanwhile, Ghanaians have expressed concern about recent reports of individuals and groups importing ammunition to the country. This is VOA News.